is Mike the General Zod here at Monster Mania in Hunt Valley with legendary, both in front and behind the camera, Heather Langenkamp.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, I guess the first thing that we have to ask, besides, of course, your time on Just the Ten of Us, is that with all the work that you've done with, how well known you are with Nightmare on Elm Street. Do you still feel like, do you feel like that legacy is going to go on forever?
I think at the beginning I wouldn't have thought it was going to even go on for at any time at all, but obviously now we're looking at our 35th anniversary next year, so I feel pretty confident that the legacy will continue to grow and get even more, important to not only fans of horror, but kind of film, people who love films in general around America and around the world. So I feel really lucky to be part of this entire, it's kind of taken on a life of its own, but it's a fandom, and it's a cultural icon now and a classic movie.
Absolutely. Like my 5-year-old son knows it very well, and I've never shown it to him. So, I guess another question I have is, with Robert Englund is also here. Have you had a chance to, catch up with him and keep in touch with him?
I always try to make time to see Robert. Of course, it's hard because they put him in a different room than they put me in. But he and I always just love, we just have an unspoken kind of friendship where no matter how long it's been, we always catch right up. And I love his wife, Nancy, and he loves my whole family. And we always are, we're always talking about the adventures that we get to live through this movie. But then, he's got another life, too, and we always try to catch up on that, too.
Absolutely. What about your work behind the camera, the makeup and special effects work? What was it like transitioning from, I know you still do some acting work, but transitioning from being primarily an actor to being primarily behind the camera?
Well, I think, when you have a family and kids, you make choices so that you can kind of maximize your family life and do everything for them that you can. So the choice to go and work at my husband's company, AFX Studio, was all about that. And so now, 15 years now, but it's super creative. It's dealing with really creative people every day. We have an art studio kind of lab where we work every day, but it doesn't feel like an office. It doesn't feel like so every day I look forward to going to work and working with great artists, and then sometimes I do get to do an acting job here and there. That's always fun. And then I've been directing my own movies too, so I've had a great career and a great life, so I have no complaints.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so much that you've done that's like touched so many people.
Thank you so much.
So the last question for you is, if you could, please introduce yourself, talk about new, any projects or actually anything you want to, and say you're on Below the Belt Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Heather Langenkamp. I played the part of Nancy Thompson. I'm going to talk about one. I did a movie this year called Portal, which should be coming out, and it's really scary and fun. And I also was in a movie with Bill Moseley called Flashlight, and I'm hoping that's going to come out as well, and I get to play like a really unique character there. And then I'm directing my own little short ghost story that I hope everybody can see called Washed Away. And you know what? You're listening to Below the Belt Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.